Morning Throwdown with Kevin and Doc.
105.9 KSL Country.
What day is it?
Friday.
TGIF, am I right or
wrong? TGIF, indeed. It is the Morning Throwdown, and good morning, friends. Good morning, Doc Elder.
Good morning, Kevin.
All right. Here we are hitting the ground running here on a very busy Friday. It's going to be busy because, well, Doc has got some sports coming up. Very important stuff there.
Oh, yeah, we've got every local sport going on right now.
All right. Well, with the exception of the fall sports, obviously. But yeah, nonetheless, we'll have a look at that. Also, it is the All Request Friday. What we've been doing off and on, well, not actually off and on, we've been doing it pretty much solid from day one right here on the show the last 14 years. Something you want to hear on the show this morning, give us a call, 359-1059. If we got it, we'll play it. Simple as that. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get you underway this morning. This one sent over the interwebs yesterday. It is Dustin Lynch, Cowboys and Angels. KSL Country, Fool's Gold, right here on the Morning Throwdown, 13 minutes after the hour. All right, a few other things here going on in the headlines today. Some of the items that are making the news, whether it be in the entertainment news, whether it be in the headlines in the New York Times, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Eastwood's son, Scott, apparently says that his dad did not care if he became an actor or a plumber.
Really?
And I thought that's great, because obviously, if you want to pursue your dreams, become an actor. If you want to make a lot of money, become a plumber.
Yeah. That's a general rule, yeah.
Secret Service. Kind of in the headlines here lately.
Yep.
All kinds of shenanigans going on there.
Unbelievable.
But on top of the whole thing of, I don't know, driving around while intoxicated and running into the White House or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking for $8 million to build a fake White House for training purposes and to mess with Joe Biden, apparently.
Exactly.
San Francisco, they're toying around with the idea of allowing 16-year-olds to vote.
I had heard that.
Or in the case of most elections, to not vote.
Yeah.
It's my choice. My choice is to not vote. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I made some bad choices when I was 16. I would not want to have the right to vote.
Find myself in the weird argument of trying to say, no, 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 we don't need to make it younger. We need to move it back to 21. All right. Hillary Clinton got inducted into the Irish American Hall of Fame this week.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was St. Patrick's Day and whatnot.
Yep, exactly.
Apparently, you can trace her Irish ancestry back hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't follow her emails from last October.
Rather strange.
Spring officially arrives today.
Yep.
Or as they call it, back east. Well, that's the day the snow starts to fall a little more softly.
Yeah.
Here in eastern New Mexico, we're going to be looking for 80s by Sunday or so. Nothing wrong with that.
Nice. Yep.
Enjoy your snow, New York. All right, back to it right now on the All Request Friday. Maddie and Tay, Girl in a Country Song. 105.9 KSL Country. 105.9 KSL Country. Here is the better weather forecast today. Brought to you by Big Valley Parts and Service Department, 1115 North Chicago, right here in Portales. Going to have a 30% chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 65. 50% chance of rain tonight with a low down around 39. Just a scant chance of some rain tomorrow. Just about a high of around 60 degrees. Should be a pretty nice day.
And we got 54.
There we go. That is the better weather forecast today. Into the weird news. Oh, Lordy, there's some stuff going on today. But I have to actually get really selective on the some of the items making the weirdo radar news.
You know it's a good day.
Indeed. Pineville, North Carolina. A thief, standing just about 5 feet tall and dressed up as Darth Vader, entered a bank carrying a long rifle and demanded money from a teller.
Wow.
The teller can be seen in photos handing over bundles of cash to the suspect, who quickly fled with thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Darth Vader was then seen fleeing the scene not in a TIE fighter, but rather a more subtle gray four-door sedan.
Wow.
Fortunately, no one was injured in the robbery.
So. Apparently, he doesn't see very well because he mistook his long rifle for a lightsaber. So.
Exactly.
Luke, I am your robber.
Okay. All right. In China, a man identified only as Zhu, Z-H-U, has trained his pet poodle to walk upright on its hind legs.
Okay.
For a whole mile.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
And what's weirder than that? The male pooch does his mile-long walk dressed as a schoolgirl.
Okay.
Because Chinese people are different than you and I.
Japers.
Okay, that's creepy.
Zhu says he spent about 2 months training the 3-year-old canine to complete the trick. And insists his dog actually looks forward to dressing like a human and going down the walk.
So yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, it does.
And he has this on good authority.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Calling in the dog whisperer now?
Yes, exactly.
All right. And then finally, you know, it might be time to take a little personal inventory and reexamine your life when, well, when the cops arrest you for carrying around illegal drugs.
Yeah.
In your Beavis and Butthead lunchbox. Happened in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Officers discovered 40-year-old Adam Michael White allegedly had marijuana and prescription painkillers in the lunchbox. The discovery was made after pulling White over for having a broken taillight out. When an officer approached the vehicle, he said White's hands were shaking badly. He then told police he had a suspended driver's license and no identification. Cops went ahead and searched the vehicle, found the MTV-themed lunchbox.
Wow.
Carrying 28 grams of marijuana in a plastic bag, and plastic bags containing oxycodone. So there you go.
Wow. Hey. He probably didn't say, this is cool.
It is definitely time to reexamine your life if you end up in that in that mess. All right,
yes.
That's our weird news today.
Doc's going to have to go out and hide his.
That's a good point. All right. Lisa, thanks for putting up with us today.
Sure, y'all have a great day.
Back to more of your kind of country. This is Cody Johnson, me and my kind, 105.9 KSL Country.